What does your bill do?
So students can go to a two-year college or community college, and after they've applied for Pell Grant, their FAFSA, and any other educational assistance, the state will come in and pay the gap or the last dollar. The catch to it is, not even a catch, the benefit to the state of Florida is if we pay for the students to go to a college, the only thing they have to pay back to us is their time. So the amount of time that they've used the scholarship, they pay us back by working in the state for the amount of time that they received it. If they leave, they have to pay the loan back with interest.
So your bill would cover full tuition and fees for students in vocational programs or enrolled in community colleges. Why not include public universities as well?
You know, that's a good question. Looking at the budget year, according to the governor's budget and the speaker and the president's budget, they're trying to keep the fiscal down on it.
And when you say keep the fiscal down, you mean make it so that it's not prohibitively expensive for the state?
That's correct. The first thing that I'm going to do is amend my bill in the next committee stop to get a study done in the first 2 years, so we can look at how many students use the scholarship, what's the demographic of students that use it, and from there, let's expand it.
So as you mentioned, the scholarship is what is called the last dollar scholarship. So that means that Bright Futures, federal Pell Grants, and other financial aid would be applied first. So if a student has the lower level of Bright Futures, which right now doesn't cover full tuition and fees, the scholarship would make up the difference. Senate President Joe Negron's major priority has been to restore the top level of Bright Futures to full tuition and fees. But some lawmakers have said that could leave out many low-income students. Did that factor into your thinking here?
It did. And I think that's a lot of people's concern. And surprisingly, I was so scared when I started this bill because of what the Senate president was doing. I thought we were going to end up clashing. But everyone seems to have jumped on board to the Sunshine Scholarship because they understand the need that we have within the state of Florida to retain good talent. But Florida has a responsibility, and that we need to start figuring out ways to make it affordable to live here. We need to do things like what they're doing in Broward with the teachers and look at some affordable housing options and some ways where people can survive here.
So the bill includes a threshold, a household income threshold of $50,000. Why that amount?
We do understand that there are households who have a higher income, but they are still living in poverty. I would love for Florida to say, hey, if you're going to a two-year college, everybody qualifies. But I'm hoping we can get that study done in the first 2 years.
Lastly, what inspired you to propose this bill?
As an educator, as someone who was raised in a household of educators, my parents, that was the mantra of our household, education. And a lot of individuals, they want to break the generational poverty in their households, but they can't afford it. Even if I go to college, or I desire to go to college, and I receive some type of aid, there's always a gap that hinders individuals from going. I don't care if it's $300. Individuals can't pay it because that $300 is what take care of their family. So if the state of Florida, if we can really show that we really care and we're really the sunshine state, let's shine a tad bit of light and help on these individuals to give them a helping hand, a hand up. This bill is still a work in progress. It is my hope that my colleagues will see the need for this, and we can get the governor to sign this, and let's keep shining.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Jessica. I appreciate it.